Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 2, verses 10 and 11. Now then, you kings, act wisely. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with reverent fear and rejoice with trembling. If this psalm had been written recently, you might assume the psalmist had just read the day's newspaper or listened to the news on TV. He begins by asking, why are the nations so angry? Why do they waste their time with futile plans? Well, sound familiar? He then reflects on the fact that the rulers of the earth plot against God, trying to get free from his control. In response, he pictures God in heaven having a good laugh at their stupidity. For whatever they do, he is in ultimate control. This psalm underlines God's interest in the political life of our world. At times I fear that our churches talk as if God is really only interested in what happens amongst Christians. But he is God of the whole world, and his longing for every nation and individual is to live in unity with him. The punchline of this psalm is the statement that God gives joy to all who take refuge in him. Our verses today are God's words of advice to the rulers of the world. They're encouraged to act wisely and to give God the respect and worship that is rightfully his. They're words of encouragement, but also of warning. And they're precisely the words that God would address to our world leaders today. Their authority ultimately comes from God, and one day they will be answerable to him. This psalm should remind us of our responsibility to pray for our leaders. As we listen to the news each day, let's remind ourselves that this is God's world. The peace and freedom which we all long for depends on our relationship with him. So let me ask you a question. The psalmist says that God scoffed at world leaders and rebuked them in his anger. What do you think God makes of our world leaders today? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, we pray for your blessing on the leaders of all the nations of the world. May they be humble and realize their dependence upon you. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcasts, which you can, of course, access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. Do hope you have a great day.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.